All right, welcome to the Tourney Time Podcast. This is Luke Hagforce here with Chad Coyle and Matt DeMarcus. Today, this is our first episode. The games start tomorrow. Last night, we had the play-in game with Florida A&M losing to Niagara. So today, we will just run through the regions and kind of see what we got in all the regions. And you want to start with the St. Louis bracket, Chad?
All right, let's start with St. Louis bracket.
So, first off, do you have any upsets in the first round?
I have Old Dominion beating Butler. They're going down. The last few weeks of the season, they lost the championship game to Wright State, and they've also lost a few games in the regular season in the last few weeks, and I don't think their season's going to be turning around anytime soon. On the other hand, Old Dominion they're on the rise. They're going to upset Butler in that game.
You know, they've got a good record, 24-8. Fairly strong non-conference schedule. And I could see it going either way. I have Butler, but any other upsets?
Yeah, I got Georgia Tech taking that UNLV. I'm going with the strength of the ACC in that one.
I'm going to have to agree with you. I'm surprised that Georgia Tech was seeded so low in the first place. So it's interesting. I also have Winthrop over Notre Dame. I think that Notre Dame lives and dies by the three, and I think that lately they haven't been shooting very well. So I see Winthrop taking them down,
sucks?
Even though they're probably the most overhyped mid-major in a while.
In my lifetime?
That might be true. I still think that Notre Dame is very weak, even...
I'm really impressed by their wins. Radford, Liberty, Coastal Carolina... Yeah.
Well, you have to play somebody in league.
Presbyterian was a solid one, I'm guessing, for Winthrop.
Are they even Division I?
I don't know. Well, North Greenville?
Who knows?
And, yeah, every time they played a solid opponent, they lost. So, they're going to lose again.
They were pretty solid, though. They were close.
Yeah.
So, Matt do you see any upsets in that first St. Louis?
You know, I have Old Dominion losing to Butler, too. I just don't think Butler's up to snuff, especially against a team like Old Dominion, who's on the rise, as you say. Winthrop, I also have that game. I just don't think Notre Dame is... they're not respected because they can't be taken seriously. They don't play the right teams in league. They just... I don't know. They're just a whole team. And I also have Georgia Tech over UNLV. I think Thaddeus Young has done a great job there, and that he's going to carry them into a win over Nevada Las Vegas.
Definitely surprising that Georgia Tech was a 10, even though 20-11 record, which is pretty good. You know,
in the ACC.
In the ACC.
Interesting point. Over 100 teams this year finished with 20 or plus wins, so I think that's pretty indicative that this tournament's going to be very competitive. Also, not really an upset, because you can never really call the 8-9 game an upset, but I have Purdue over Arizona. Arizona plays no defense whatsoever.
And it's funny that Arizona
will resolve their problems. Beat Purdue in the first game, then upset the Gators. Upset the Gators.
They don't play
well,
defense.
Here's a stat for you, Chad.
We just got done watching Arizona.
Arizona only averages 13 fouls a game.
That's not aggressive at all.
That's just being playing soft and just in
weak. I think
they don't even try.
I think Lute Olson's gonna hammer him, or he's just gonna
give up on
him. Or they're gonna prove it to him. But they actually were being talked about being a Final Four team at the beginning of the year, and I think they can refocus themselves and get back to their winning ways of preseason form.
I would like to see that happen because I'm all for the Pac-10. I'd love to see that conference do well in the NCAA.
All right, let's move on to the 16s.
I have Florida over Purdue, Maryland over Butler, Oregon over Winthrop, and Wisconsin over Georgia Tech.
I disagree with you because I just Arizona over Florida. Yeah.
Well, and then Florida's good. They are very good. I don't think they're as you'll.
I don't see Florida losing to Purdue or Arizona. No matter who makes it, Florida's going to beat them.
They're good. I don't think they're good enough to beat out the field this year, but definitely I think they're good enough to get past Purdue or Arizona, no matter how hot Arizona is. Because if you look at Arizona's schedule, their games that they win are shootouts, and I think that Florida is deeper and more experienced than Arizona, and a little more talented, too. So I definitely see Florida winning that one.
How do you lose to Mississippi by 20?
You know?
All right. Let's move on.
It happens to everybody.
I got Maryland and Oregon in my Elite Eight.
Same here. Maryland is hot, except for that very, very bad loss to Miami. I don't understand how you lose to probably the worst team in the ACC. But that being said, I think they're fired up, and I definitely don't see them getting stopped by Florida.
But the Ducks are on a roll, and they are rolling at the right time, and I think they will roll on through the Midwest.
The Ducks are on fire. I've got them taking out Wisconsin, a very slow Wisconsin as compared to a very fast Oregon team. And then I have Oregon over Maryland to go to the Final Four. Matt, what do you see?
Well, my Elite Eight has Florida and Oregon. I see Florida getting over Maryland, even though Maryland's, you know, in a tough conference. But I just think Florida's on a roll. And I have Oregon in there, too, because if they keep playing the way they did against SC, they're going to be rolling through teams. They will not even hesitate to beat the winner of Winthrop and Notre Dame or even Wisconsin. They will kill Wisconsin if they play like they did against USC.
Florida, Oregon, in my opinion, if they do meet, will probably be the best game in the tournament. It may not be the closest, or it may not be a last-second three-pointer to win, but I'll tell you what.
Be one of the must-sees.
For all 40 minutes, that is definitely worth the money. So let's move on down to the San Jose bracket. Matt, any upsets in the first round?
Well, I wouldn't call this an upset, but I have Gonzaga over Indiana. Gonzaga's got a lower seed, but, you know, Indiana's one of those big-name teams that, you know, hasn't done very well, but they're in there just because, you know, people want to watch Indiana play, I think. So, I mean, I have Gonzaga over Indiana.
They are a moneymaker. I also have Gonzaga over Indiana. I think that it's a rematch of last year, and I think that Gonzaga can definitely step up to that level and beat them. Let's see, going through. Once again, the 8-9 game, I have the 9 seed Villanova beating Kentucky. I think there's too much going on with Tubby Smith. And no matter what people say, when there's that much kind of stuff going on within the program around the coach, it affects the team. Whether or not anyone will actually say that, it'll affect the team. Also, I'm going with probably the most popular upset this year, Virginia Commonwealth over Duke. It'd be nice to see Duke lose. Then again, at the same time, it wouldn't surprise me if they won because this matchup is being so highly talked about, so that could go either way.
I've got Villanova over Kentucky, like you said. And I got Gonzaga over Indiana. And I've got Duke beating VCU. I think they are going to... VCU has no chance.
You know, like I said...
Coach K is going to get one win just for coaching, basically. He's one of the top coaches. He'll get a win in that first round game.
It wouldn't surprise me either way, and to be honest, it doesn't really matter to me because in the next round I have them losing to Pittsburgh anyways. I've got Kansas beating Villanova.
Yeah.
I have Virginia Tech over Southern Illinois. I think that Southern Illinois they don't score. To be honest, they play very good defense, but the problem is they don't score. Virginia Tech loves to score, so I see Virginia Tech on that one.
Disagree with you there. Virginia Tech's the most streakiest team in this tournament.
They are streaky, but that doesn't mean they can't get on a hot streak.
That's true, but I just think Southern Illinois' defense will win out in that game.
I just think SIU's overrated anyway.
Yeah, well, so do I, but I think Virginia Tech's overrated too. They're a 5 seed.
Yeah. Pitt over VCU or Duke, what have you. And then, unfortunately, UCLA over Gonzaga. I think that even though UCLA's big men can't score, basically, I still think that they'll probably get a strong game because Gonzaga's guards don't play very good defense. So,
disagreeing with you there, I'm picking Gonzaga over UCLA.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd love for Gonzaga to beat UCLA, but I just don't see
it. They play their best when they are the Cinderella, the double-digit seed.
That's true.
In years past, they have made it to the Sweet 16 as a double-digit seed, and when they're a higher seed, they don't do that well, to be honest.
Yeah, we, you know.
And this year, I think they're going to surprise a lot of people, especially the Hoosiers in the first round. Yeah, they won't know what hit them.
Matt, what do you see on that second round?
I have UCLA over Gonzaga, just because UCLA's defense is just too good. UCLA's defense is just, they will, Darren Collison will not let Pargo or Ravio even drive to the basket. And I see Aaron Aflalo just going off because of Gonzaga's lack of defense.
Especially
but, you know,
undersized guard.
Gonzaga's a great team. I love Gonzaga, but I just don't see them beating UCLA.
It would be nice.
I'd love to see them beat UCLA because they're one of the funnest teams to watch.
Agree. I will have to agree with that. Kansas over Virginia Tech. I think that's...
I've got Duke beating Pittsburgh.
I've got Kansas in my Elite Eight. I doubt Pittsburgh would lose to Duke. Duke is a horrible team.
Pittsburgh, I've been bagging on them all year.
They've been sucking all year.
I've been telling them they're the most overrated team.
They are an overrated team.
The whole entire bracket.
They will not lose to Duke. Duke is overrated too. Duke is worse than Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I just think Aaron Gray probably will
Craig Paulus
will have zero impact on the game at all. He'll miss. He won't make a shot all game.
So you take Duke there. So let's go to the upper half of the Sweet 16. I have Kansas, Virginia Tech with Kansas coming out.
I've got Kansas advancing over Illinois. SIU.
And I have UCLA over Pitt. Although, it's a tough game because you look at UCLA, out of their four losses, you've got Oregon. Oregon's a tough team to keep up. Stanford, a lot of big men. West Virginia, that was kind of a fluke game with Darren Collison being gone. And Washington, a lot of big, strong guys.
Pittsburgh can't score to begin with, and UCLA's defense, they'll score 20 points that game, I think.
Well, you know, Pittsburgh has a chance because they're big, but, you know, I still have UCLA coming
They're big guys off the court.
Ben Howland's defense, you know, they'll get both the Africans, Luke Richard and Alfred Aboya, to double-team Aaron Gray whenever he gets it, and he's going to force bad passes, and UCLA's going to run on Pittsburgh.
And LeVant's...
And like Chad said, Aaron Gray can't run up the floor more than 10 times without...
I've got Gonzaga beating Duke in my... Sweet 16. Gonzaga gets that rematch against Duke. They beat him. They beat him because I don't like Duke at all. Even though I'm taking Duke to Sweet 16, they beat him. But then Kansas is overwhelming.
Yeah, Kansas.
Pick to make it.
Kansas, unfortunately, I'm going against the grain. I'm going with UCLA against Kansas. That's definitely my West Coast bias showing up. So I've got UCLA heading to the Final Four out of there. Matt, who do you have?
I have UCLA too.
I have UCLA there too.
And Chad's also had UCLA?
No, I have Kansas.
He has
Kansas beating Gonzaga.
Oh, okay.
In the Elite Eight.
Okay. So, one interesting thing about the San Jose bracket, I think, like to see. So, Ben Howland's the coach at UCLA. He got his first job, and Matt, correct me if I'm wrong here. He got his first job at Gonzaga.
Yeah.
He is an alumnus of Weber State.
Yep.
And his boy, an old team, Jamie Dixon in Pittsburgh, is up there.
Yeah.
So the lower half of the San Jose bracket is basically the Ben Howland bracket.
This is not random.
Bracket.
Yeah, no, this is definitely not random.
You can thank the selection committee for that. When I look back at this year, my initial thoughts, I'm going to think of how Syracuse got absolutely just ripped out of their mind and how basically CBS and the selection committee are setting up for some great storylines. So, anyways, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, the East Rutherford bracket and San Antonio bracket.
it's a great site.
That's where we'll be hosting the MP3s, but pretty soon we'll be on the iTunes Music Store, so you can check us out in the podcast section. And let's get right back into it. The East Rutherford bracket. Once again, I'm going with the 9 seed. I'm feeling the 9 seeds, man. I'm going Michigan State. I love Tom Izzo, love Drew Neitzel. I think they're going to beat Marquette. And Dominic James is just too streaky to carry the team. Any other upsets? Not really. I think Texas Tech will probably give Boston College a run for its money. I wouldn't be surprised if Texas Tech won. But going with the chalk, except for the 9 seed in this one.
All right, going with you with the Marquette-Michigan State game. I've got Michigan State taking them down. But then I've got an upset for you. GW for Vandy.
Wouldn't be
surprised. George Washington, they've got athletes. And they've got some core guys that returned from last year's team that were in the top 10 at the very end of the year. So
that's true.
And Vanderbilt, to be honest, they can't play well away from their home. They hide in their little, like...
Yeah, I got the same upset, too.
What kind of stadium is that they have there?
Oh, it's a weird stadium.
You gotta jump up onto the floor.
They got seats all not step down. Places.
And who gets fined for rushing the court anyways?
Because God knows that their athletic department has so much money to just throw away like these other schools. But anyways, my funny thing is I was riding Vandy at the beginning. I had him in the Elite Eight, and then I was like, it's probably not gonna work. So I had him in the Sweet 16, and now I've got him losing in the second round. So kind of a rescinding trend there. My original thought was that Michigan State would get hot and beat UNC. It could still happen, but as of now, I have UNC winning that game.
Right now, I've got Michigan State winning that game.
I'd love
because for Michigan of the Izzone. The Izzone taking out Roy Williams and his crying.
If the Spartans are in the Izzone, then sorry, crybaby Hansborough, you're gonna have to take that mask
Hansborough
off.
Hansborough won't see what hit him. Partly because of that mask on his face.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's probably pretty hard to see.
And Drew Neitzel, he has a pure... He just strokes it.
If you haven't seen Michigan State play, just
when they beat Wisconsin, he was on fire, stroking it.
He's money.
And if their one big guy, whatever his name is, steps up...
They're dangerous. They're dangerous overall. I have USC and Texas squaring off, and I have Texas winning that one. That'll be a shootout. Unfortunately, I think the intangible is DJ Augustine. Kevin Durant's great, but I think that Augustine is really the key. Nick Young and Pruitt will both have good games, but I don't think that there's a single guy on USC that can guard Kevin Durant, and that's my initial hunch right there.
I also agree with you, but I mean, does Gonzaga have a guy that can guard Durant? Because they beat Texas in December.
Heidfeld could guard Durant.
Yeah, well, what are you talking about? Heidfeld's like 6'11". His center.
Yeah. Of course, Gonzaga used some zone and some different
ones. Yeah, I think if you go zone against them, you can beat them. Because they're... Even though Abrams and Augustine are great shooters, It
plugs... Street.
It plugs up the middle, because they like to drive.
It does. That'll be an interesting game, I still think Texas is just...
Yeah, they're good.
They're playing out of their mind right now, so... I have Washington State over Vanderbilt and Georgetown over Boston College.
Yeah, the same. I'm riding the Cougar bandwagon, baby. Let's go Northwest.
Matt, what do you see heading to the Sweet 16?
Well, my Sweet 16, I definitely have North Carolina and Texas playing, and I do have Texas coming out of that. I just don't see anybody guarding Durant. Not that he can do it himself, but I think, whatever.
He takes so much attention away from other teams.
Exactly. And then if someone like Augustine just, has an okay night, I just think they'll kill. And I do have Washington State in my Sweet 16. Whoever comes out of the Vanderbilt-George Washington game, I think Washington State's defense and Derek Lowe and Taylor Rochesty, the homegrown boy, will, I think they'll emerge. And I also have Georgetown there, too, because I think Georgetown is a force to be reckoned with now.
They're good. Georgetown is not to be messed around with. I have, going into the Elite Eight, Texas over UNC. I just think that, once again, the DJ Augustine, Kevin Durant factor is too big, and North Carolina has been prone to slip up here and there. Washington State and Georgetown. I'm taking Washington State because Aaron Baines can bang with Roy Hibbert, and the boy from just an hour away from where we are sitting right now, Taylor Rochesty, will catch fire. And he's, you know, he's not forgiving. He's not a very forgiving person, as nice as he is.
All right, I've got Texas over Michigan State. Michigan State's run will end with Durant.
A magic run, but...
And then, yeah, I like your call with Washington State over Georgetown. I think Washington State, their defense and their guards will be the difference in this one.
You know, when people...
You got that Baines guy. He'll hang in there and just mess Hibbert up a little bit. The only thing is that Jeff guy...
Jeff Green, when you talk about Roy Hibbert and not so much Jeff Green, but Jeff Green is my DJ Augustine of Georgetown. He's really the
key
to success.
Success depends on him.
But Cal Gill and Ivory Clark can just take turns on him, and I think he'll be effectively shut down. He's gotten lucky with a lot of matchups, but I definitely see Washington State
coming out of
that one. There, you
Who do you got, D-Mark?
Sipping on that Pac-10 Kool-Aid.
Well, I love the Pac-10, but I just don't think Washington State can get past Georgetown. You know, their guard play is very good. Rochesty is a great shooter and a great player, but he hasn't figured out the mental part of it yet. He doesn't know that he's, like, great. Kyle Weaver was great in the first part of, like, the year, but now he's just kind of, like, walking around, sort of, like, going back to a role player. We saw Ivory Clark at the Pac-10 tournament. He didn't look outstanding like he was, you know, last year and in the beginning of the year too.
I don't think Ivory Clark's that good. I just think he can bang with the big boys, and I think that's what they need him for.
But I just think Georgetown showed how good they were when they just annihilated Pittsburgh in the finals, and I think I have them going to the Elite Eight.
So going on to our Elite Eight matchup, I take Texas over Washington State. You know, I like to ride Washington State for as far as I can, but once again, I still think Texas is very good. And there's matchup problems. If Texas and Washington State play together, it could get a little messy. So I take Texas in that one. Chad, who you got?
Cougs.
Sipping that,
the Cougs
sipping that Pac-10 Kool-Aid a little bit.
Oh, yeah. All day. And, I like Durant, but I just... Washington State is a team, and they have improved so much this year, and I think everybody's just going to see what kind of team they are and how good this Pac-10 conference is with them in the Final Four.
Yeah, definitely. ACC, I think we'd all have to agree, would be the strongest conference, but I think Pac-10...
From top to bottom, Pac-10 is the strongest. ACC has a few of those, like...
Miami teams.
Well, so is the Pac-10, but I think Oregon State can beat UNC.
You know, I'm not so sure about that.
I'm just kidding.
But,
minus Oregon State and ASU, the devil team.
Bummer we don't have Ben Howland right now, because he could probably tell you 1,001 reasons why the Pac-10 is the best conference. Unfortunately, I don't have all those numbers in front of me, but I've heard them before, and I agree with him. He's a very smart man. So I take Texas in the Final Four out of East Rutherford, and... shall we dance? Move on to San Antonio. Matt, tell us any upsets in that first round.
My first round upset, well, not an upset, but the 9 seed. I've got Xavier over BYU. I just think, I don't know, BYU just seems like an overrated team. Xavier seems a little more solid. I also have Stanford over Louisville, if you can call that an upset. I just think Stanford should have been a higher seed.
Stanford shouldn't even have made it, so you can call that an upset.
Yeah, well, then I call it an upset. Stanford is a very good team. They got 2 7-foot twins. One of them's good. The other one's okay. The other one fouls all the time. But I think Lawrence Hill and their guard play will do really well. Maybe not Mitch Johnson, but I have enough.
They got kids back
now.
So.
They've got the goods.
Keeping his Cipulli on the bench.
Mitch will be hanging out with Taj Finger.
And I also have the 10 seed Creighton over Nevada. You know, even though I like Nick Fizikas and how good he is, I feel Creighton could beat Nevada. Nevada's guard play is
Nate Funk.
Just kind of, you know, it's kind of iffy. They live and die on the streaks that they go on. But I have, you know...
Do you have Memphis over North Texas?
I have Memphis over North Texas. I got Ohio State. I've got Tennessee.
All right, good. All right, I got Xavier in the upset of BYU. I also have Stanford. I just think that Stanford has these 2 7-footers that Louisville has no answer for.
The alien twins, as we like to call them.
And I've also got... I've got Nevada beating Creighton. It's not an upset, but... disagreeing with you there. I think Nevada's a good team. And they're going to beat the Blue Jays of the NBC. I think Creighton, great team, but Nevada's going to beat them.
Well, you know, disagree and agree. Taking Ohio State.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about that.
Although, if there was a team to make a run as a 16 seed, it would be Central Connecticut State. Yeah. I'm taking BYU over Xavier. I don't think Xavier's that good. I don't think BYU's that good. But definitely got to go with the Westerners. Long Beach State, looking for an upset. They're not that strong.
Sick.
So I think Tennessee over them.
The Vols.
I would never think
Chris Lofton.
I wouldn't pick against Tennessee. Stanford over Louisville. You know, sorry, Louisville. The only reason you got in is because you traveled against West Virginia. And you probably kept West Virginia out of the tournament because of that. So congratulations to Edgar Sosa on that no call. Creighton over Nevada. I think Anthony Tolliver will just bang with Fizikas. Fizikas doesn't like contact. He's a little soft here and there. So I see Tolliver, the really physical 6'9 guy, taking him down. And, you know, Nate Funk is the man. He's, you know, Creighton beat SIU, and if SIU is as good as everyone says they are, then Nevada shouldn't pose much of a threat to them. So, moving on to the second round, I take Ohio State over BYU. I think that's going to be a blowout, even though Ohio State can't seem to score. Tennessee over Virginia, that is going to be a good game because both teams can get hot, score in bunches. So that should be some high-scoring action. Texas A&M and Stanford, I'm taking Stanford. Now everyone, you know, talks about AC Law the Fourth and how he's like one guy who can take the team to the Final Four. You forgot about these two twins that are about 7 foot each, and they're pretty good. And unfortunately, Kovalauskas for Texas A&M isn't going to be able to deal with them. Or he'd probably take one of them, but
Taj Finger.
That double team's tough. Plus, you got Taj Finger on Stanford. It's a huge advantage. Creighton, Memphis. Don't see that being much of a game. I'm taking Memphis in that one.
All right, I'm gonna have to agree with you. Ohio State going with the specific team. Tennessee also beating Virginia. That's a good game. Singletary is a very good player on Virginia, but I like Chris Lofton.
If you watched Gonzaga play Virginia, you'd know that those boys can score.
Well, yeah, that was also after Gonzaga's 20,000-mile trip.
But they can score regardless.
Alright. I've got A&M beating Stanford.
A&M beating Stanford?
Yeah, Stanford, I don't think they're as good as A&M is. They're a great team, but this year's been pretty good. Then I've got upset alert, Nevada is going to beat Memphis. Everybody's going to like realize what an overhyped team Memphis is and how they play nobody all year. Their best win is
the University of Southern Methodist.
Memphis won by five. Best win this year is Gonzaga. So that
yeah,
shows you the
they
team
won.
Kind of, that
double
shows the
OT.
Kind of team that Gonzaga is. They're an awesome team.
The other day I was reading something in Memphis' tournament resume. One of their quality wins is Gonzaga, and I was like, you know, that can't be good. So definitely not riding the Memphis bandwagon for very long.
But I could say something about Gonzaga.
That's true. It's a double standard. I'm taking Tennessee over Ohio State.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Because I'll tell you what, Ohio State does not score. Tennessee scores. And, you know, defense wins championships, defense wins games.
Tennessee will be pressing the Buckeyes full court every game. Oh, Greg Gooden will not see the ball. The whole entire game.
Every game, oh.
Greg Oden will not touch the ball, and when he does, he'll be as ineffective as...
I think the only time he should be touching the ball is on defense anyways. Yeah. But that's just me. So I take Tennessee. To be honest,
I don't like the Buckeyes. I don't see him...
Matt, you seem discontent. You're taking the Buckeyes over the Vols? Over a shirtless Bruce Pearl?
Yeah, I do have
That's Buckeyes. Chalk!
I do have Buckeyes.
No, but what if Bruce Pearl comes to the game without a shirt?
Ooh, I don't know. You might get some volunteer power right there. But Greg Oden aside, Greg Oden's going to get his, you know, 18 points and 11 rebounds, but, you know, Conley is a great shooter, and he's going to be, he speaks volumes for the guard play at OSU. And, I just think that, I think that Ohio State will beat Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee's a streaky team. They beat Florida by a lot, but, you know, they're used to crappy teams too. So, I think Ohio State's going to win.
Stanford over Memphis. Memphis, once again, not that good. Stanford, need I remind you of Brook Lopez, Robin Lopez, Anthony Goods. You know, Mitch Johnson can get hot. I just don't. Memphis is athletic, but they're not really a basketball
player. But Mitch Johnson is intimidated with how.
Chris Douglas Roberts is a good player.
Chris Douglas Roberts can do something.
Yeah, I've got Nevada beating them in the second.
I think he can dunk.
All right, yeah, moving on to my Elite Eight prediction with Tennessee and A&M. I've got the Volunteers beating A&M, singing Rocky Top, all the way to Atlanta. And they're gonna take the whole entire tournament by surprise, going to the Final Four, right in the shooting of Chris Lofton, the best player in the South.
You know, as much of an idiot as you are, I'm also agreeing. Tennessee and Stanford can't last that long. Tennessee's going to the Final Four. Matt, you had Ohio State playing Stanford in the Elite Eight. Who are you taking to the
Final Four? I had Ohio State and Memphis.
Yeah. Who are you taking to the Final Four? Chalk Boy.
I have Ohio State going.
Chalk Boy. So
we got Ohio State playing Texas in the Final Four, but I don't think Ohio State's going to beat Texas.
So let's look at our Final Four right now. I have Oregon out of St. Louis, which is a 3 seed. I've got UCLA as a 2 seed, Texas as a 4, and Tennessee as a 5. I have no 1 seeds because
I've got the Ducks, 3 seed, Kansas a 1 seed because a 1 seed at least 1 seed
get up on that chalkboard.
At least 1 1-seed has made the Final Four. In like the last 5 years.
All right.
And I got 3 seed Washington State coming out of the East, and I got Tennessee the 5 seed. The surprise team.
Well, so obviously we're not too keen on the chalk. Although Matt seems to be quite keen on the chalk.
Well, you know, keen on the chalk, whatever. I got my 3 seed Oregon in the Final Four.
That's true.
I also have number 2 UCLA, and I got number 4 Texas, but, you know, I think Ohio State, unless somebody... some crappy team that's really hot. I think Ohio State will get to the Final Four and lose to Texas.
You calling Xavier happy?
Yeah.
So, first Final Four matchup.
They lost to America.
Oregon, UCLA. You know, you look at the season.
Ducks season, quack quack.
I'm gonna have to agree with Chad's quack quack exclamation. The first time they met was on January 6th.
I'm very biased.
And Oregon won 68-66. And the second time
they it was part of Oregon's like little lapse. They had like a little 5-game lapse. They lost sight of their goal of the season.